Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Hegan. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Batting ninth. The third baseman, John Vukovich. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Champion. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Steve Bry. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting fourth. The DH, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Larry Heil. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Holt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Terrell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Joe Decker. And now, play ball. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coluccio. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Coluccio steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount strikes out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Coluccio moves to third. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball four. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coluccio scores. Scott moves to third. It's 1-0, Brewers. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Porter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Garcia trying to get to second. Braun throws the ball into Carew who tags Garcia for the out. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coluccio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Borgman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Holt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a line drive into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-1 in the game. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards second. Garcia scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Borgman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Holt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vukovic hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0-for-1 in the game. Hile hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coluccio hits a pop-up towards short. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-1 in the game. Holt strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive towards first. Holt catches it and steps on first to double up Porter. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Champion fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-2 in the game. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Vukovich fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Decker juggles the ball. That's an error on Decker. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garcia bunts towards first. Holt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garcia for the out. May moves to second. One out. John Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vukovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Brewers. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vukovic. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Vukovic steals second. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coluccio takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up towards the mound. Decker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Bob Coluccio now playing right field. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. Heil hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Killebrew moves to second. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-2 in the game. Holt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coluccio. Holt reaches second base with a double. Killebrew scores. Soderholm moves to third. It's 2-1, Brewers. Tony Oliva pinch hits for Jerry Terrell. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is walked intentionally. Luis Gomez pinch runs for Tony Oliva. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-2 in the game. Borgman hits a line drive into left field. Briggs picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Briggs. Soderholm scores. Holt scores. Gomez moves to third. Borgman moves to second. It's 3-2, Twins. Bill Travers now pitching. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-3 in the game. Bry hits a fly ball into right field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Luis Gomez now playing shortstop. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm juggles the ball. That's an error on Soderholm. Porter moves to second. Bobby Mitchell pinch runs for Darryl Porter. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to third. Don Money pinch runs for Mike Hegan. Bob Hansen pinch hits for Ken Berry. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Charlie Moore pinch hits for Bob Hansen. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Money moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Brewers, 3, Twins, 3. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Money moves to third. Moore moves to second. Two outs. Bill Campbell now pitching. John Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell now playing right field. Bob Coluccio now playing center field. Charlie Moore now catching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Moore fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-3 in the game. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Braun moves to second. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coluccio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coluccio. The throw from Borgman and he is out, Gomez applying the tag. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-4 in the game. Yount strikes out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin pinch hits for Jim Holt. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Borgman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Borgman reaches second base with a double. Gomez moves to third. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-4 in the game. Bry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gomez scores. Borgman moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.